A new era for EPWP, serving the people, not the politically connected. The DA commends Minister Dean McPherson for recognising the urgent need for reform in the expanded public works programme. Today, the 28th of October, he has launched a listening tour in the Eastern Cape to hear directly from communities about the challenges and shortcomings they have experienced with the EPWP. This initiative marks a necessary step in addressing abuse and mismanagement within the program. It is high time for the EPWP to be thoroughly reviewed to better serve the people of South Africa, especially the most vulnerable. We encourage members of the public who have been affected by or who have participated in the EPWP to join the Minister's listening tour, share their stories and contribute to the 7th Administration's reform agenda. This is a crucial opportunity for the voices of communities to shape the future of the program. The need for reform is clear. For too long, the EPWP has functioned as a mechanism of political patronage, corruption and gross inefficiency under the ANC's administration. Since its inception, the EPWP has been plagued by allegations of jobs for pals, nepotism, and political exploitation, with numerous instances where communities were denied fair access to these opportunities, despite being a program intended to uplift the vulnerable and create a stepping stone towards stable employment. It has, under the ANC's watch, been distorted into a tool for political manipulation. For over a decade, the ANC government failed to intervene and stop this exploitation, despite numerous flags and calls for reform. The DA has repeatedly highlighted instances of EPWP corruption and abuse, such as in January 2020, where the eThekwini municipality under Mayor Kawunda attempted to allocate an additional 166 million rand to the EPWP and take control of his administration from the mayor's office, leading to accusations of political interference, ghost workers and misuse of EPWP staff in ANC protests. In August 2020, DA representatives in the Northern Cape revealed the misuse of unqualified EPWP workers in clinics and individuals performing medical tasks such as blood pressure checks without proper training, putting patients' health at risk. In December 2020, the DA in the Eastern Cape exposed the ANC Youth League in Alfred Nzo District for blocking EPWP appointments unless workers joined the ANC Youth League. And in April 2024, DA parliamentary questions revealed that 14 million rand of EPWP funds had been allocated to existing government employees as supplementary pay rather than to vulnerable members of the community. These are only a handful of the many cases the DA has reported. The ANC repeatedly failed to ensure transparency, leaving communities to endure an EPW program that rewarded political loyalties rather than providing meaningful and dignified work. We believe that Minister McPherson's intervention, marked by this listening tour, signifies a new era for the EPWP. By prioritizing community feedback, safeguarding the program against political interference, and setting clear standards for accountability and transparency, the Minister's approach will restore the EPWP's intended purpose as a source of hope, dignity, and skills development for South Africans in need. This much-needed reform promises to put an end to the misuse of EPWP, and we look forward to seeing a transformed program that serves the people rather than the political elites.